Thank you. Madam Chairperson, as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights underlines, everyone has the right to a nationality. Unfortunately, in today's era of increasing conflicts and mass migration of people, the problem of statelessness remains severe. Georgia acceded to the 1954 Convention on the Status of Stateless Persons in December of 2011. As a result, Georgia joined those countries that have established special procedures for determination of the stateless status. Moreover, the legal amendments were introduced to several legal acts in order to harmonize Georgian legislation with the above-mentioned conventions. Georgia also joined the global campaign to end statelessness initiated by the UNHCR in 2014. Within the campaign for the 2018 and 2019 action plans, on the reduction and elimination of statelessness in Georgia was adopted in 2017. Since 2008, the Public Service Development Agency of the Ministry of Justice of Georgia has been closely cooperating with UNHCR within the framework of a two-year project that was focused on the registration of and providing documentation to internally displaced persons, so-called IDPs, from Georgia's occupied regions of Abkhazia, Tsikhirmali region, Ossetia. Moreover, special attention is paid to ensuring access to quality education and improving knowledge of the state language as an important tool of civil integration. Ethnic minorities have access to all levels of education, preschool, general, higher, vocational, also in their native languages. There are 211 non-Georgian language public schools and 76 non-Georgian languages sectors in Georgia. Having said that, let me conclude by reiterating my government's strong commitment to continue its good practices to tackle statelessness through the promotion and protection of the human rights of those need. The full version of my statement will be delivered by the delegations. I did not want to exceed 2 minutes. Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson.